Employees under the age of 30 make up about 7% of the federal workforce, and that's about a third of compared to the private sector. Federal managers looking for ways to attract millennials have to keep in mind that they crave one thing. Virginia Hill is national president of Young Government Leaders. Virginia, what is that one thing that millennials really want from their leaders more than anything else? Good afternoon to you.
You too. Thank you for having me. And that one thing is feedback. Feedback can be a difference maker for some of these young, new employees that are joining public service. And I supervise some presidential management fellows, and as the agency coordinator, I see a lot of evaluations come back on these fellows that don't provide adequate feedback. So it's been something on my mind lately that really we need to help these young employees grow. Even our best employees that are coming in with this fresh set of eyes and a lot of energy, they still need feedback on how to improve their careers, next steps, trainings they should take, and especially areas for improvement where they can really grow and become even better employees and our future leaders.
Now, the misperception about feedback among the old guys like me is that millennials primarily are looking for affirmation. One of my colleagues here calls it the good job Jason syndrome, that they constantly want to be told that they're doing well. But as I watch some of the things that you're doing, you had a session about this at the Next Generation of Government Summit, and as I get other information about this, that doesn't seem to be quite accurate. Is that right?
I think it's true that almost everyone likes to hear what they're doing well.
Sure.
That could be just human nature, but there certainly is that stereotype about millennials that everybody gets a ribbon, everyone gets a participation trophy, and I acknowledge that. You know, it's true that it was our parents and teachers that actually did that.
It's my fault.
We chose it.
You're blaming it on me, aren't you?
But it's true that has a ring to it, you know. Some of the things that can be helpful in that regard you can acknowledge strengths. Of course, that is something we should do for our employees, no matter what their generation, but also focus on those areas for improvement. Another thing that managers can do is ask the employee, especially a Gen Y employee, to do a self-assessment first. Sometimes it's true that the employee, him or herself, could be the most hard on themselves. So it's great to get a sense for what do they think they can improve, what do they think they did well, or things that maybe fell short during the performance period, and have them do a self-assessment. That's a great jumping-off point for a discussion.
You know what I'm finding fascinating about talking to HR people who are getting some experience with millennials, not just in government, but more broadly across the population, and that is they're picking up kind of innately on something that managerial experts are starting to talk more about, and that is the idea of spending a lot more time continuing to improve what you're good at instead of trying to improve at things that are not your natural talent. And if leadership is focusing on building teams and the collaborative environment is fostered the way that we're hearing more about it as we talk more about things like you and I have talked about before, the overall quality of the work improves because people are doing the things that they're really good at.
Agreed. And that's really motivating, too, to focus on strengths. And we use StrengthsFinder and other tools and assessments to help people discover what their strengths are. It's true that we may never be able to be all good at all things. So maybe there's some truth to that. Focusing on your strengths can be a real leverage point in order to succeed in your career. But there's always a balance between some of the StrengthsFinder assessment and then something else where you're maybe looking at knowledge gaps and ways to improve. Because I think most people that are highly motivated are going to want to find out, what are some things I can work on? What are some things I can tackle? And so a balance between those two approaches, I think, is probably the best way to go.
My boss has tried and tried and tried to help me to be able to turn on an inside curveball, and I just can't do it no matter how much I practice it, Jenny, so I may have to give that one up in that spirit. We just have a minute or so left. What should leaders be thinking about when they are giving feedback to a Gen Y, a millennial? How do they hear that information well?
Well, I think one of the best analogies came from a speaker at NextGen, Barry Relaford, who said feedback is like food. Too little and you lose energy and focus and the ability to thrive, but too much and you're feeling overly satiated and you can't digest all of it. So some sense of moderation and balance when it comes to the frequency of feedback, but also keeping it timely and keeping it behaviorally based, not making it personal, but instead focusing on the behavior and what that person can actually do, the actions they can take to improve in the future.